when people start talking about things that have happened, civil rights, they talk about Little Rock and other areas, and for some unknown reason, they have not spoken about Clinton.
In 1957, Bobby Kane was the first black graduate of a court-ordered desegregated public school in the South. There were 700 white students registered at Clinton High School when Kane started his then senior year. Kane was one of 12 black students.
We were greeted with a throng of people there, saying certain things and whatever, things that we probably didn't wish to hear.
By 1983, when Steve Jones graduated from Clinton High School, the past was past. Jones remembers his uncle wouldn't talk about his time as principal during Clinton High's desegregation, but neither did anyone else.
I had white and black friends, and they were just my friends. Yeah, I never really thought about it, but I guess it's how we were raised in the community and how the teachers taught us when we went to school, and maybe that was a result of they didn't want to reenact what happened in the 50s.
But the ratio of black to white students never really changed in Clinton, and 56 years after desegregation, there are still only 24 black students to more than 1,000 white students. Bobby's brother James says that's not surprising.
Clinton has always been, there's always been a small number of blacks living in Clinton when you compare it with some other cities. And that still remains true today.
And Marjorie Turner with the Urban Institute says the fact that some of the nation's schools remain predominantly white or black doesn't necessarily mean schools stopped working towards diversity. Sometimes it just comes down to where people live.
Whites and blacks are still more segregated from each other than they are from Latinos or from Asians.
City Councilman and former Clinton High student Jerry Shattuck says Clinton is changing. There are more business opportunities in town. And he says he can't help but see a social change when he describes segregated water fountains, swimming pools, buses, and schools to elementary school children.
They sit there and you can just see this look of utter amazement on their faces. And my first reaction is always, you know, well, why don't they know more about their own history? But then the flip side of that is, 50, 60 years later, isn't it fantastic that all of that is so alien to them?
The school's demographics, 2% black, 0.5% Asian, and 0.6% Hispanic, reflect those changes, too. Clinton High School sophomores Tyler Sexton, Zane Hall, and senior Julio Rivera have come to reconcile Clinton's past and present.
They'll have those old people that walk around and call you the N-word and stuff.
Why do you think that is?
They grew up with it.
It's just your past. Our generation's not like that, and it's the time. I mean, we have everything's different.
But that doesn't mean the past is forgotten in Clinton. There's now a museum and 12 bronze statues at the old all-black elementary school. James and Bobby both say this museum marked a significant turning point in the town's history. It was a sign of progress.
Are we where we need to be? No, we're not where we need to be, but I think we're trying to get there.
And for James and Bobby, knowing the next generation not only remembers, but is working to make things better, is a good place to start. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Christine Jessel. In Knoxville.